Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
on, somebody. Sing unto the Lord.
And be contented until I
then you ask me why I Favorite radio program coming to you live, praise God.
Hallelujah. Call somebody to tune in and join in us with us because we are just ready to praise the Lord. God created us to praise him, and he told us to come into his court with thanksgiving and praise. You ought to be ready to praise him at all time. Anytime you hear a praise song going on, oh, it should leap into your spirit. Oh, praise God. It just should shudder your spirit and say, there's a praise unto God going on. Yes, a praise is going on. And I got to get some of it. I just got to let some of it go inside of me. You just want to be wrapped up in his praise at all times. You want to be caught up. Oh, yes, when you hear praise going on, just get caught up in it. And oh, I tell you, God will do something. God will move. God, oh, yes, he will. God will do something. God inhabits our praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't want to teach my message tonight, but God inhabits our praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. He just loves it when we praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're going through some type of depression. Maybe you're going through a marriage problem. Maybe you're going through a sickness. Whatever you are facing in life, God says these are light afflictions. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest. We just got to believe on him. See, we don't believe in God enough. We don't trust God with our problems. We want to hold on to him ourselves. We want to just suffer with him. But God will take all of that. God will deliver you from that. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. All you got to do is jump into the praise. Hallelujah. When the man saw was sitting around the pool of Bethesda, and he had been sitting there so many years, and he couldn't get in. But when Jesus passed by, come on, somebody, didn't you hear the song a while ago? When Jesus passed by, Jesus, yes, he was put into the pool and he was healed from all his infirmities. Praise God. There was a man born blind. Praise God. When Jesus came in and Jesus stooped down and put some mud on his hand and spit on it and wiped that man's eyes, he became whole. He could see again. Jesus made that blind man to see. There was a woman at the well that was caught into adultery. She was caught in the very act. And God told all her accusers, all you that don't have any sin, then you can stone this woman. But none couldn't, and so all her accusers had to leave. And God told the woman, go and sin no more. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can go on with many, many, many of Jesus' healings. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been dead 3 days. God can do anything tonight. God can do anything tonight. God can do anything. But God told Martha he was just resting. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Maybe that child of yours somewhere is out there on drugs, alcohol, but he can be delivered. It's already in the plan of God. You got to have the faith and believe. God's going to do this thing, not you, no. Flesh cannot enter in, but only by the Spirit. Praise God, hallelujah. We desire the things of the Spirit. We desire the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For Jesus to come in and step in. I can't do this thing. I can't do this thing by myself. I can't do this thing in my flesh. In my flesh there is no good thing. The flesh holds a lot of sin. Oh, but when Jesus stepped into the spirit began to move. Oh, yes, Lord. We get caught up into him, and all these dead things fall off, and all these things that the devil is trying to attach us with, it's got to go. Hallelujah. And we are free in Jesus. No more bound. No more oppressed. No more depressed. For the Lord God had set us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me tonight. Praise God. Because we are, I just got caught up into the praise a few minutes ago. And I was praising God before I even got on. And praise God, I'm just caught up into praise God. And hallelujah, when you get caught up into praise, you are, things are happening. I was singing before I came on, and you deserve all the glory. I was just letting God know he deserves everything about me, everything that I do. God, you deserve it. I don't want nothing to be done of myself. I just want God to help me in everything. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve the glory, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are hurting from something tonight, just reach out in praise. Just reach up to him. Look up to him. Rest in him. God will do it. God will do it. God will do anything but fail. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Do you love him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, don't even turn to the right, not to the left, but stay on this narrow path that he has prepared. God, oh yes, the word is there for us to walk therein. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is a good God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited in Jesus. Because I know who's carrying me, I know who's keeping me, I know who has made me, I know, yes, yes, you got to know, have a knowing in your heart, God fixes that heart. Tonight I pray in the name of Jesus, whoever listened to this program, wherever they may be going through, Lord, I bring it to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because we can't fix it, but God, we know that you can. Lord, it may be a son or a daughter, God. It may be a husband or a wife, God, whatever the problem may be, God. It may be drugs and alcohol. It may be behind prison walls, God. But you got all that in control, too, way before now, God. We ain't just not waiting on you, God. God, you are waiting on us. God, you had taken care of everything at the cross, God. All of our hurts, all of our healings, God, is taken care of at the cross where I first saw the light. God, help your people, oh God. Oh God, to not resist you, but God, to lean upon you, God. Help your people, Lord God, not to run from you, God, but to run to you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help your people, oh, God, not to worry, oh, God, but to, oh, God, rejoice in you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help your people, oh, God, tonight, oh, God, yes, Lord God. If this never been another night, God, this night, oh, God, will be the night, God, they call upon you, God, and, Lord, they bring it all, God, to the altar, God. And, God, they leave it right there and won't take it with them. No worry, no fret, nothing, oh, God, that tries to easily beset them, oh, God. Oh, God, no stumbling blocks that's in their way, God. They'll leave them there, God. Oh, Father, by your spirit, God, I ask you to move in your people's hearts tonight, oh, God. Set them free from anything that's trying to make them feel under condemnation. Oh, Father God, and let them know, God, that they are free in you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help our country tonight, God. Oh, God, we know that, we have many fallen men right now in high authority, God. God, but we lift them up to you, Lord God. And everyone that, oh, God, have not fallen, God. Oh, God, that know that they have sinned and come short of your glory. Father God, we know that the old Pharaoh, that old devil wanted to kill a boy child from the beginning, God. Oh, God, but you have kept them, oh, God, and I pray, God. Lord, just because they have fallen, God, if they only call upon you, God, you are ready and waiting for to forgive them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you say a man will fall 7 times but get back up again, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to get back up, but God, this time when they get up, let their faith be in you. Let their, oh, God, oh, Father God, everything, oh, God, that they have done be, God, thrown at the cross and never to remember ever again, God. That you're going to take them, God, and you're going to shield them, God, and God, you're going to cause them, oh, God, to be an evangelist for you, oh, God. Where they've been a leader of this country, God, they're going to be a leader for you, God. Lord God, you're just waiting on your people, oh, God, to take their rightful place, God. You already got it prepared for them, God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Lord God, we'll sing you. They'll sing your praises, oh, God. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lord. They'll sing, the Lord is my God and my light and my salvation. Whom shall I trust? Whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I fear? Oh, praise God. Lord, touch your people tonight, God. Oh, God, in a mighty way, oh, God. Oh, God, touch them, oh, God, every man, every woman, oh, God, every boy and every child. Oh, Father God, Lord, we need our children to be touched from guns and alcohol and drugs, oh, God. Oh, God, from all the crime that's on the street, God. Oh, God, draw some mother's child tonight, oh, God, from the street, oh, God. They'll give it up, give it up, give it up, because the power of God is more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, God. Oh, praise your name, Lord God, praise your name. We will praise you and give you all the glory, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, oh, praise your name, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Ooh, I just can't praise him enough. I just can't praise him enough. Praise God. At this time, and before I go on, I'm going to let my co-host come to you, Minister Peggy Biden. Praise God. I bless her in the name of Jesus, and I just thank God for her. Minister Peggy, come forth. Praise God.
Well, good evening. This is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704. Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener. Call this number. Area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. You will be blessed. And let somebody else know that God's Favorite Radio Program is on Sunday nights at Also Victorious Living on Friday nights. Isn't that wonderful that we can reach out and let God's people hear the word and sinners also? The message about the cross doesn't make sense to lost people, but for those of us who are being saved, it is God's power at work. Isn't that wonderful? Tonight we have some prayer requests for my nephew has just been put in the hospital with a bacteria into his intestines, and they might have to do surgery. We don't know yet. But we thank God that he is the healer, and he can go into that room, and he can heal my poor little bud. Bring him back into the full Lord, and he will come forth victoriously, because Jesus gave us the assurance that he is a healer. And tonight we pray for people who have diabetes, who has trouble with their eyes, who has heart conditions. Yes. And also for lost souls. We pray for lost souls. We pray for people that are grieving. Talked to a lady tonight, just before the program came on. And she's still grieving. She misses her aunt that raised her. She was fortunate enough to know that her aunt loved her and raised her to the best of her ability. But yet, she misses that lady. She's married. She has a family and everything. But when God takes a precious soul and transplants it into another home in heaven above, you do miss. You know they're in a better place. You know they're doing better. They're healed out of their illness and everything else. But you still have that miss. But he sent us a comforter. And that is something that we need to think about. All of our troubles, God is there. In Psalms 28, it says, Lord, my rock, I call out to you for help. Be not deaf to me. If you were silent, I would be like those in the grave. Hear the sound of my prayer when I cry out to you for help. I raise my hands towards your most holy place. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil. They say peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their heart. Pay them back for what they have done, for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they have done. Give them their reward. They don't understand what the Lord has done or what he has made, so he will knock them down and not lift them up. Praise the Lord, because he heard my prayer for help. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him, and he will help me. I am very happy, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is powerful. He gives victory to his chosen ones. Save your people and bless those who are your own. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. That's wonderful tonight when we can think of our shepherd, that he will carry us forever. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. And yes, keep praising the Lord, because praising helps to bring relief to all the aches and pains and the troubles that we have in our lives. Remember that God is always on the throne. All we have to do is call to him, and he will hear and answer in his time. If it's better for him to answer that prayer later on, he will do it, because he is God. He knows how much our bodies can stand. He knows how much our minds will be filled. He knows how much the whole church feels when it loses its precious soul. Yes, that's what God's favorite radio program is about, is having someone that is concerned to let others know that Jesus is alive, and keep praising. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Again, be a great listener and thank the Lord, for he is great. Praise him this whole week. That's what we challenge you with. Praise him in the middle of your house, outside. Then you get in the car. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Oh, God bless you. I appreciate you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, at the first
of the month. I always come with you with praise and then on the family and then on teachings, whatever God gives me. I just love to tell you about praise because it is, we don't take it as serious as we ought to. The highest praise belongs to God. And I love to teach you on praise because I always say to you that we were created to praise Him. And also, I have taught you this year how praise is a launching pad and a weapon to help ward off the enemy. Praise God. So, we are down at the end of the year, and this is the first week of the month, and I've been hearing different praise songs coming forth, and we will be hearing many, many songs being sung this time of the year, because Jesus, there was the bells was ringing and there were songs being sung and it was just a joyous time. And it is a joyous time of the year. And I want you to know that it is a joyous time of the year. And it just didn't begin here. It started back when Jesus was born. And we don't know exactly when it was, but sometime around October, November, or December. But there is joy in the air, in what I'm saying. And I just want you to catch on to this joy. If you haven't, if you don't have songs ringing in your heart, just start singing. Find some praise songs that will edify you, that will lift you up, and that will carry you on through this month, no matter what's going on, because, you know, at this time, Satan would love to steal, kill, and he would love to destroy you. Yes, Satan does not want you to be happy at this time of the year, because everybody is happy, everybody is having a great time, everybody, and tragedy do come. I'm sorry to say, it came to me right just the day before Christmas. Was it a day or 2 days before Christmas? Oh, a great tragedy happened to me. That's why I can encourage you. And I believe praising God helped me. Sometimes you feel like you couldn't sing or you just don't want to do anything. But deep down in your heart, you can hear a little song wanting to come forth. Come on now, somebody, listen to me very closely. Sometimes when you feel so down and you just don't feel like praising God, you just don't feel like, your body don't feel like it, let me say. But your spirit, man, if you have put something in you, that your spirit, man, have a song, have a praise deep down inside of you. And somewhere that God will cause, hey, glory, hallelujah, I want to shout now, it will cause a little prayer wheel to turn in, a little reaching up until you can reach up again. It'll cause a little song. You might not sing it very loudly or you might sing it very slowly, but there is a prayer wheel will start turning. And you will want to begin to praise God again. See, there is God. God has put a light in you. His spirit is in you. And he wants to teach us and he wants to let us know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Don't care what we're going through. Don't care what we're facing. And at this time of the year, as I say, we're kicking off this first Sunday in December, praise unto our God.
And I want to say a few things to you about putting our lives on the altar at this time. Put your life. Go to God right now before anything happens. Don't wait till something happens to praise God, but lay everything about you on the altar now. The Bible says the first furniture, item of the furniture in the outer court was the huge brazen altar. It was 7.5 feet square. It was situated squarely in the opening entrance of the outer court. It was on this altar that the priest shed the blood of the innocent sacrifice. See, what I'm saying to you, you don't even have to go shed any blood now. You can go straight to Jesus. Praise God. The blood was carried from that altar by the high priest on the Day of Atonement into the Holy of Holies. You can run exactly into the holiest of holies and praise him now while you have a chance. Praise God. This was the act of sacrifice. This is where our bodies must be placed. We must learn how to place it all on the altar. According to Paul in Romans chapter 12, we lay our bodies as a living sacrifice on that altar. Our bodies, not bulls and goats and lambs. Our bodies. And we don't even have to take no blood from our body. We don't have to take a blood from anything else. But we can lay our bodies, our soul, our spirit to God. This happened when we enter into the act of a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. This is the reasonable, the sensible thing to do, for us to do. We are on our way into the Holy of Holies to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And think about what he has done for us on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's joy. There's joy in this season. There's joy in serving God. There's joy. Praise God. We must cleanse our bodies. The second item of the furniture in the outer court was the brazen laver. This was a large bowl filled with water. The bowl was made from the brass mirrors of the women of Israel. When you look into the water, you can see your reflection in the brass. This refers to the word of God. This indicates the washing of water by the word, according to Ephesians 5:26 and Hebrews 10:22. It is important that our bodies be cleansed by the washing of the word. So we don't have to go in and take water and wash. We don't have to go wash our hands, wash our feet, and wash and go into the brazen altar. We have the word of God. We have the word of God to wash us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. We must find songs of thanksgiving. As you heard me singing along with some of the songs earlier, praise God, old songs that relate to us and to the power of the word of God that relates to the great deeds that God has done for us. I know he has done many things for me, and I know he has done many things for you. We cannot count all the things that God has done for us. It's too much for us to understand. It's too much for us to comprehend. God has done great things for us. Praise God. We release a spiritual power against strongholds that will try to bind our body when we give him all the thanksgiving and praise. Praise God. You know, we can walk in victory from sickness, from anything
that the enemy puts up on our bodies. We can walk in fully wholeness if we only obey what God is telling. We never obeyed from the beginning up until now. You know, I was talking to a minister the other day, praise God, and he has diabetes. He's a diabetic, and he's been blind for a few years now. And I was saying to him, you know, if we have the faith and if we believe and obey God, he said he would heal us. He healed in the Bible, as I said earlier. He healed a blind man, and God can't do it now. Yes, he can. Why are we not being healed? Because we do not have the faith, because we do not believe, because we do not trust in God. God has laid the map for us to follow. The next place is the holy place, which is the soul of our spirit, the soulish man, the deep down inside of us. God wants his praise coming from deep down, that you can bellow out any time when you're not even thinking that you're going to bellow out a song. It's coming from the soulish realm of your you. Oh, that's where God lives. And see, God is a spirit, and he desires our praise. As our bodies are being brought into submission, we prepare ourselves to take the next step outlined in our pattern. Psalms 100. Now we come into his court with praise. The word for praise is Tehillah. And Tehillah, which means sing halal. The word halal, the root word of hallelujah, means to make a show. When you see people making a show, don't just look at them because they're coming from their soul. They can't help but just make a show. To boast. Oh, I love to boast in the Lord. How good he is, praise God. To be clamorously foolish, to rave, to celebrate. Oh, I love to just celebrate him, don't you? I celebrate you, Jesus. Praise God. Therefore, Tehillah means to sing. Halal sings halal. To sing praises extravagantly. To celebrate with song. God created us to sing. God created us to sing. Oh, praise God. This is how we come into his court with praise. We come into his court with a kind of an extravagant, oh, praise God, singing and boastful praise. You know, I look at our leader in the praise group. She boasts and she's very extravagant in praise. And it lifts the church to a higher level, to keep them from just sitting there and looking. Everybody joins in and praise the Lord. It is important for us to know that once we move to songs of praise, we ought to stay with praise and not revert to songs of thanksgiving. Many song leaders inadvertently lead people from the outer court to the holy place and back into the outer court again. We must understand the focus of the outer court, the holy place, and eventually into the Holy of Holies. You need to ask God to take you in. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. And Lord, just let me dwell there with you. I just want to be with you, Lord. Into that inner place where there is so much peace, so much joy, so much quietness, so much freedom. Praise God. Oh, praise God. The songs of praise will ultimately focus on the character of God. Praise God. That will extol him for his goodness. And I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, and they will focus on who he is and the wonders of his presence in our lives. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise takes us one step past the deeds that God has done in the past and begins with the focus on who God is to us now. This is where our heart prepares itself for miracles. We are willing to believe that God can do now what he has done in the past. We move through that subtle transition of thanksgiving into an area of praise. We want to praise God. We want to praise God. Hallelujah. But we got to sacrifice. And then we got to have our will. Oh, but Sister Vision, I thought we just had to have faith. But you got to sacrifice. God requires sacrifices. He wants you to sacrifice yourself to love him and to praise him. And he wants you to will in your spirit to do it. When we move into the holy place in the tabernacle where there are three items of the furniture that must note, the first item of the furniture is the table of showbread. On the top of that table, there are 12 loaves of bread, freshly baked. They are lined with two rows of sticks. The showbread represents the will of man in the human personality. We have now moved into the area of man's soul, the showbread. How do you move into the area? Go on your knees before God and present your body, oh, praise God, as a living sacrifice unto him. Praise come forth from the soul of man. You see, we don't have to do what they did back in the Old Testament. Jesus has come and he has liberated us to a higher goal. And all we got to do is run to him. Praise God. Praise begin with an act of the will. We decide to put on the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. This is where the sacrifice of praise that Paul and Silas offered in the Philippian jails relates to the will. And we know when Paul and Silas was in that jail and the church began to sing and praise God, the change fell off. I'm telling you, every chain can fall off of us only if we be obedient to God. The bread is significant in typifying the human will. When we make bread, the first thing we do is grind the wheat into flour. This must happen to the human will. We must come as a little child, he told us. Praise God. This is what happened to the human will. When we are on our way into the presence of God, we must submit our will unto God. We must decide to praise the Lord. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Praise God. So, we got to have a will to obey God. If we don't have a will to obey God, then guess what? We are not getting set free for the prayers that we are calling out to God, that we want answers for, praise God. Jesus said to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thine be done." This takes place in an act of submission on our way to the Holy of Holies. The will is submitted unto the Lord. We begin to praise the Lord as an act of sacrifice. No matter how difficult the testings of life, no matter how hot the furnace and the fire have been, this moves us into the point of sacrifice, of praise, as I said earlier. When you can hit some of the deepest things in your life, when you have it in your soul, it will manifest itself. When the hurts and the disappointment comes in life, we're going to have them, praise God.
then our mind must be illuminated.
And the second item of the furniture in the holy place is the seven branches golden candlesticks or lampstands.
At the top of each branch is a bowl of burning oil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the candlestick is the only means that lights the holy place.
The candlestick represents the human mind, a human mind that is illuminated by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Once again, we are reminded what Paul writes in Romans 12:2. After we have made a living sacrifice of our bodies, then we do not become conformed to this world, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our minds are being renewed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the great means God uses for renewing the human mind is the power of prayer language in the life of the believer. After the will has been submitted to the sacrifice of praise, then we find ourselves flowing in the power of our prayer language. So we ought to flow in it freely. Freely I give, freely you receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good to us. And as we begin to sing in the Spirit as a congregation, there is a powerful involvement of the Holy Spirit in the act of praise. We're going through the active process of renewing our minds. Our minds are being prepared for the act of worship. Our minds are being submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It is exactly at this point that spiritual warfare is transacted. You see how we get into his presence? Praise God. Oh, praise God. We are transmitted by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so happy to be here with you all on this first Sunday to bring to you the praise. Get this month in for this month. Oh, because last month is gone, but this month we done stepped over. God done blessed us to step over into this month. And yes, we want to go in with praise. Praise and thanksgiving unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, we had a blessed time on yesterday for God's favorites because we met right here. And God moved mightily. God blessed people. God, oh, we know God is going to answer the prayers of the people. Praise God. For answers and prayer requests, praise God. God is good. Well, I don't want to leave you without blessing you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. Until we meet right back here next week at the same time, be back next week, praise God. And don't forget about to just go about skipping. If you got to hop, skip, whatever you want to do, hallelujah, and just let the praises of God ring in your heart all through this season. Just find the joy of the Lord. Oh, that is your strength. Praise God, because he got it to give to you. He just wants you to, oh, God, act upon it. Glory to God. Act upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And, oh, yes, he was opening up himself to you, and he'll be good, and he'll be gracious to you. I love you. Be with us Friday night for 30 minutes, and then on Sunday for 1 hour. Praise God. Bye-bye.